This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. The U.S. is going to try a face-to-face approach to high-level diplomacy with Pakistan. Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte is heading to Islamabad. He's expected to arrive later this week. The U.S. has been trying to broker a power-sharing arrangement between President Pervez Musharraf and opposition leader Benazir Bhutto. But Musharraf has put Bhutto under house arrest again. Today, Bhutto demanded Musharraf's resignation and ruled out working with him in a future government. NPR's Jackie Northam reports on what this means for U.S. policy.
For months, the Bush administration has tried to build a political marriage between President Musharraf and Benazir Bhutto, one that would allow General Musharraf to stay on as a key U.S. partner in the war on terror, while Bhutto would put a civilian face on the country's leadership. But Musharraf's decisions to declare a state of emergency, suspend Pakistan's constitution, not to mention putting Bhutto under house arrest, have thrown the Bush administration's plans into some disarray. Bhutto's decision to turn away from Musharraf's camp haven't made things easier for Washington, says Daniel Markey, a South Asia expert at the State Department from 2003 until just recently.
This really throws a wrench into that works. I can't imagine how it can be unraveled very easily. It would take a great deal on both sides to concede a lot to get back to the negotiating table.
The relationship that the U.S. hoped would help keep Pakistan stable and moving towards democracy now needs a mediator. But Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte's schedule is not expected to include stops outside of Islamabad, which would make a meeting with Bhutto unlikely. She's under house arrest in the eastern city of Lahore. Carl Inderfirth is a former assistant secretary for South Asian Affairs who's now at George Washington University. Inderfirth says he expects Negroponte will deliver some tough talk to Musharraf.
I hope that Special Envoy Negroponte, when he meets with President Musharraf, is able to make it very clear to him that, you know, we want him in the war on terrorism. He has been a valuable ally, but there are other forces at work in Pakistan that must be addressed now, and that this is truly crunch time for Musharraf.
Inderfirth says these are still early days in the crisis, and Musharraf could still implement U.S. demands to lift the state of emergency and resign as army chief, which might then restart talks with Bhutto. But if Musharraf sticks to his hard line, the Bush administration may have to decide whether it will continue backing him. Kurt Campbell with the Center for a New American Security believes the U.S. is already engaging with other players in Pakistan.
In addition to civilian players, which can be important downstream, probably the most important players in the short run are the military. And I think what we believe is that the United States is playing that role, reaching out to the senior military and explaining the stakes involved.
That, says Campbell, will put Musharraf a little on edge. Daniel Markey says the U.S. has to look for a way out of this crisis, but not inject itself into Pakistan's politics too much, in case both Bhutto and Musharraf are pushed from power.
The United States has already been identified with Benazir Bhutto and certainly with President Musharraf. So it's going to be very difficult for the Bush administration to shift gears quickly in this. Washington is going to have to work its way out of that hole and find a way to cooperate with whoever ends up in power.
Because, Markey says, Pakistan is too important. The U.S. cannot simply cut its losses and walk away. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.